The new pope is the first American pope ever chosen to lead the Catholic Church and has Philly connections. Cardinal Robert Prevost, now Leo XIV, attended Villanova University. WHYY's Carmen Russell-Slachansky is at the campus and joins us live. Hey there, Carmen.
Hey, Matt.
Now, I do not hear bells, but you've said that there have been church bells going off all afternoon since the announcement of the new pope.
Yes, and they are still going. I'm sitting right here by Core Chapel at the center of the campus. Apparently, they've been ringing the bell since pretty much the announcement was made.
Well, what are people on campus saying about an alumni being the new pope?
Well, as you can imagine, there's lots of excitement, especially among the Catholic students attending this Catholic university. I should note that it's finals time, and some students are even already moving out for the summer. So a lot is going on, but that hasn't stopped students from reflecting on what it means. One of them, Joey Kerner, who was a junior, I think, summed up the feeling pretty well when he told me about how he found out.
I was driving with my dad, taking stuff to a storage locker, but I remember everyone in a group chat that I'm in was saying, like, oh my God, the Pope graduated from Villanova. And at first I was like, no, like, what? So it was just a surreal experience, and it's amazing and an honor that that is something that we get to have.
All right, there's those bells. Let's also hear from Emily Dieto, who also sounds very excited about what could be coming for a papal visit, perhaps.
I'm really pumped. I mean, I'm kind of hoping he comes for the commencement speech next year when I'm graduating, or at least just comes to campus next year. But I think this is an awesome moment for campus. I'm loving the bells that are just playing now. They've been on repeat since 1 p.m., so it's a great feeling on campus today.
Well, just to quickly wrap up, Carmen, mood on campus still vibrant, still excited, or have things calmed down since the initial announcement?
Well, you know, I think students still have finals to worry about. So, you know, it's probably going to be a little bit more of a celebration later.
Carmen Russell-Slachansky, thank you.